MTV.
Okay, what do you think about the MTV generation and all that industry that MTV created in the last 10 years?
Yeah, I think you hit the key word, industry. It has not, doesn't have much to do with music. It's all industry. And unfortunately, MTV has monopolized most of the markets except for Japan. I think Japan still keeps good rock and roll together.
Yeah, it's something very characteristic about the big rock and roll bands that they make always a record in Japan. Yeah. And they always maintain, let's say, loyal fans.
That's
in Japan.
Right. That's very true. And MTV does not have a hold over there.
All right.
So that you get a true reflection of how the public feels and not what's dictated to them by the monopolized television companies.
In what year do you think rock and roll became a product?
A product?
Yes, let's say in the last 50 years.
I would say probably around about 74. I noticed the FM stations in America changed at that point. Before then, you had Procol Harum, Jethro Tull, you had the Led Zeppelins, you had Queen, and you had all those bands. And all of a sudden, around about 74, 5, it seemed to stop going to a pop. It became an industry. Because I thought, I think a lot of people realized there was a lot of money to be made, so the corporate people got involved, and then it became corporate rock.
An industry then.
Yeah.